let's get the view of an Iranian living in the U.S. His name is Shahram Agamir. These days, he's a producer with local station KPFA in Berkeley, California. But back in the 1970s, Agamir was in Iran, and he was a supporter of the revolution. Now he lives in exile here. So the anniversary today comes with mixed emotions.
For me, I have ambivalent feelings in general. I see that the Ancien regime was toppled by a mass popular revolution in Iran, and it accomplished political independence vis-a-vis foreign powers. However, when it came to the second component, which has to do with the ability of people to participate in political processes and make decisions for their own future, the revolution failed. So in that sense, it's a bitter memory when your anniversaries come, you know, and go.
Shahram, in the 1970s, you supported the revolution. Take me back to that time. What were you thinking and hoping the revolution would do?
Well, in 1970s, the general sentiment in the society was that there was a lack of political participation by a majority of the society. So that was the general atmosphere of the revolution, pre-revolutionary era. And what you had was, basically this aspiration for change in Iran, you know, the transformation towards a society in which you have a say.
Do you remember how you felt when you started realizing that something was probably going to happen? There was sort of revolutionary murmurings. There was people talking. There were things happening. Do you remember thinking what the revolution might bring to Iran?
Well, it was probably back in 77 that the first signs of potential change started emerging in Iran, and you could notice those signs. First off, there was this great event, actually. There were these nights of poetry reading in Tehran that were well attended. And that kind of indicated the fact that, you know, there could be some breathing space here and room to go ahead and make some, you know, profound changes going to come to the society.
What kind of changes were you hoping for once the revolution took place?
What I was hoping for at that point was to see that individuals in our society were involved in making decisions about their country.
Shahram, it's clear you have sort of mixed feelings about this anniversary and mixed feelings about the revolution. You left Iran in 1978 to attend college in the U.S., and that was before the revolution. Have you ever returned home?
I have not, actually. I was planning to go back, but then in 1980s, there was a period of repression. Essentially, the Islamist regime that came into power, it was unleashing a wave of terror against the opposition. And it has been difficult for some of us in diaspora to go back. Some of us considered what we call self-imposed exile in a way, in different ways. In some ways, some of us are concerned to go back because we're afraid of persecution. It's unclear when you have a security state whether you will be subject to persecution or not. I'm obviously not involved in any political activism, but being vocal and being critical of the regime policies by itself could constitute grounds for persecution in Iran today.
Since the nuclear agreement was signed with Iran and lifting of sanctions, do you feel safer about traveling home?
No, because political repression in Iran is not going to be eased. The authoritarian policies are not, there's no reason to believe that the authoritarian policies of the regime will change.
Shahram Agamir is from Iran. He's a producer for Voices of Middle East and North Africa, a program on KPFA, Pacifica Radio in Berkeley. Thanks, Shahram.
Thank you. You have a good day.